The presence of Jesus Christ. The presence of God Almighty. The glory of the Lord. Amen. The most valuable entity in the universe. In fact, the only entity that has any value at all, but the glory of the Lord. They're all the same. The presence, this is God Almighty. This is why we were created. This is why we're here on the earth. Let's look at the big picture. This is why we are here. It's not over-spiritualizing, because when we find the Holy Spirit, who is God Almighty, amen, we will learn all these things. He'll teach us all these things. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus Christ. So this is a new series. This is Wonder in Reality. My name is Jim. I want to keep it simple, as always, but especially in this first message. A simple message that this is the answer for us, for any need that we have spiritually, emotionally, and all that. This is the answer. He's God Almighty. So simple, so easy, so basic. It's, you know, it's, we miss it because it's, we think it's complicated. We think it's religious. We think that it's, you know, we've got to do, you know, fast for 40 days. We have to learn the whole Bible. In four languages, Greek, Hebrew, Latin, you know. No, it's simple. It's simple. It's easy. It's the highest spiritual attainments are easy to achieve. So I want to encourage anyone who will listen. I want to build hunger in you that this is the answer. It's the reason we're here. It's also very serious because when we come to Jesus Christ, He has a ministry that He wants us to do. And if we don't do it, He'll give it to someone else. I mean, it is serious. Now, we don't have to worry. We don't have to just continue with Him every day. Just in Deuteronomy 10, chapter 10, it says five different things. Five different commands, and here they are. Number one, fear the Lord your God. Number two, walk in all His ways. Number three, love Him. Number four, serve the Lord your God with everything you have, all your heart, with all your soul. Number five, keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command you today for your good. He gives us these because it's for us. It's for our good. It's He made us. He knows what's going to work and what doesn't. You know, we have the view that, oh, I've got to go in and just, it's going to be so hard, and I've got to give up all these things and do all these things, and so we miss it. The presence of Jesus. Okay, and if you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, oh, you've got it. You'll know. There's no doubt. And you're now walking in the Spirit. You're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And every day we go higher and higher and higher from glory to glory. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, okay, so easy to begin. I mean, just right any time that you want to begin, you can begin that relationship with Him. It's this divine mystery. You know, if you are saved through Jesus Christ, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you're really not beginning when you're just moving to the next higher level that He wants you to have. but that we have to choose to do that. That's what I was emphasizing in the previous series. He's not going to make anyone do anything. He made us in His image. We have a free will. This is the divine mystery. This is this glorious mystery. Glory to God. Well, thanks for listening. More soon.